You're listening to Marketplace Weekend. The farther away you move from San Juan, the clearer the problems with power become. Atillo, the northern coastal town where we met Glorimar Rivera, is a major producer of the island's milk. Some businesses here are still closed, power lines loop in front of houses, hanging off crooked poles, and there are piles of debris along the side of the road and the odd cow wandering through traffic. We're standing in what looks like it was once a barn to hold cattle. There are pieces of the roof hanging off, just sheets of metal. You can hear them behind me. Pigeons flopping around and no people. And there's another big section of metal roof that looks like it got tossed into a field, maybe 40 feet from this barn. A little up the road, we went to a dairy farm that made it through Maria. Vaqueria Ceiba del Mar sits on 220 acres of lush green land overlooking the ocean. When you pull off the road, you see cows, bales of hay, farm equipment, and just two workers. Like most places on the island, this farm is powered by generators now.
And it's very expensive. We've spent over $20,000 in diesel. It's been frustrating. That generator uses almost 100 gallons of diesel a day.
That's Luis Martinez. He manages the dairy and has worked here for 15 years. The farm's owner actually runs three different places all nearby, but so many cows died during the storm that he was forced to close the other two and move all his cows here.
Right now we have 800 cows. Before the hurricane, there were about 350, 370. The other 500 to 600 cows were from the other two farms. We had to join them all.
How did you do it? How did you get all of those cows here?
We had to walk them through the streets. The farms are all nearby. We spent like 8 hours bringing them all here.
But Martinez says this farm isn't really big enough for 800 cows.
Those cows on your left are all sick. We have them there with no shade because the hurricane took their roofs.
Roughly 200 cows died during or after Maria, costing the farm about $600,000. And although some of the equipment and structures are insured, the cows are not. The cost to replace just one animal? $2,600. But they're not producing as much as before. After the storm, did the cows fall off in milk? Sometimes, like something that scares them, they can stop their milk production. So I'm curious, were they still making milk?
Yes, it dropped. Their production dropped. And some that were brought over weren't used to this farm, so those wouldn't produce as usual. To this day, they still don't. We're producing about 4,000 liters less than we were before, all three farms combined.
Not only is milk production down, but the first week after Maria, Martinez had to throw out about 18,000 gallons of milk that spoiled.
It must be just incredibly frustrating to both get through the storm, but then also have to get rid of all this expensive milk.
Yes, it's very painful seeing good product get thrown out. The product was good. The cows and the job was being done as normal. The disinfecting process, the cleaning process, the equipment maintenance and costs, they were all the same. Just to throw out?
Yeah. Do you know between the cows, the milk, the damage, what the sort of total losses were in terms of, money, financially?
I'm not sure, but it's probably close to $1 million.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture approved up to $12 million specifically to help dairy farmers feed their animals for 30 days.
It was the biggest help they could have given us because it was one of the biggest issues.
Still, Martinez has concerns about Puerto Rico's dairy industry for the long term, and it all stems back to reliable power on the island.
There are going to be few dairy farms left on this island, and if they don't fix the power up to standards, there will be a problem where the plants pick up the milk but don't have anyone to sell it to. Because if supermarkets don't have power, they won't buy your milk. Stores aren't taking milk because it will go bad.
That was Atillo dairy farmer Luis Martinez.